Just while we're waiting for the guys to set up, my name's Paul Basham, that's B-A-S-H-A-M, Paul Basham. I'm a detective inspector and I'm the officer in charge of the Wellington City CIB. To my left is acting detective inspector Scott Miller. And Scott's going to talk to you about the Newtown inquiry, and I'll talk to you about the Miramar inquiry, and we'll take questions at the end.
Right.
We all set? Okay, Scott.
Now, this just to confirm that the Wellington Police have instigated a full homicide inquiry into the death of a woman at 166 Mansfield Street, which is Newtown Park Flats, that occurred on, well, we discovered the deceased on Wednesday afternoon at about 3 p.m. The homicide inquiry is as a result of the preliminary examination of the post-mortem and those results. The post-mortem is continuing today, so no final results are available. It's also as a result of the scene examination, which is also continuing through today and possibly into tomorrow. The preliminary results from the post-mortem indicate that the deceased died a violent death, and we can now name the deceased person, who is Alison McPhee, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, M-C-P-H-E-E. Alison was a 42-year-old female who we believe lived at the address of 166 Newtown Park Flats for the last month. Prior to that, our inquiries show that she was quite transient. Any questions?
What leads you to believe she died a violent death?
The post-mortem shows that she was definitely attacked. We do not wish to release any further information on that. It would indicate that a weapon was possibly used, but we don't have information as to what that weapon is.
How long do you think she'd been deceased for?
When she was located on last Wednesday, we are thinking approximately 3 to 5 days. Our inquiries so far show her the last sighting of Alison was on Thursday, the 22nd of July, in mid-afternoon, somewhere around 3:30. We've also found there's a possible altercation that has occurred on Sunday, just past, 25th of July, in the hours between 5 and 6 p.m. This altercation was inside her flat, 166. Although it was heard, no one has seen anyone.
By altercation, do you mean physical?
We don't know at this stage. This is part of our area inquiry, and one of the other neighbours has told us that they've heard an altercation occurring in the flat.
So what sort of leads do you have at this stage?
We're working through the scene, getting information from that. We are working through a number of associates, being transient as she was with Alison. We worked through Wellington transient population, trying to build a picture of Alison's life and taking our leads from there.
What can you tell us about Alison's life?
Alison has been known to the police in the past. We have some intelligence on her. She has not had a long-term relationship with her family, hence she is quite transient. She's unemployed, and at the moment that's pretty much the information we have, but we're working through that.
Can you tell us what she's known to police about?
Not at this stage, no.
Have you seen investigations so far? Has that uncovered anything? Signs of that violence?
The evidence from the scene we're still looking at certainly shows that violence has occurred. We believe that that violence has occurred with inside the flat, 166.
What are you after from the public?
We're doing area canvases in the area of Newtown, specifically 320 Mansfield Street around the Newtown Park Flats. We're after members of the public either who know Alison or have seen her. So as I say, the last sighting was 3:30 last Thursday. We'd want to know any information about Alison prior to that, since that, whether she's been seen in the company of anybody else. We're just generally trying to get a picture of her.
Do you have a photo of her?
Yes, we do, and that will be released through Victoria.
Can you mention
the phone number? Yep. Please set up an 0800 number, and that number is 0800 numeral 2 Puawai, P-U-A-W-A-I, or 0800 782 924. Puawai is the operation name.
Who found her body?
An associate of Alison's found her body, went round to speak to her and found her deceased inside the flat.
Do you have any persons of interest?
We're working through all her associates. There's no specific persons of interest at the moment. We're building a picture and speaking to as many people as we can.
Okay, so if you've got no more questions for Scott, I'll brief you on the Miramar investigation. Yesterday morning, as you know, police were alerted by a member of the public to a body found floating in the water near the Miramar Wharf. The Wellington Police Maritime Unit attended with the police launch Lady Elizabeth III and recovered the body of a man in the water at Miramar there. A thorough scene examination was carried out and completed yesterday, and I have staff completing further background inquiries in relation to the scene and indeed this man today, and that's likely to continue over the weekend. Today a post-mortem examination was completed, and the provisional results of that post-mortem indicate that this man may have drowned. Further, they also indicate that it's unlikely that there was any third party involvement and or foul play in relation to this man's death. However, I would note that ultimately the circumstances and cause of death are a matter for the coroner to determine, and the matter will now be referred to the coroner for that determination to take place. I am in a position to formally identify the man this afternoon and can tell you he was a 57-year-old male from the eastern suburbs of Wellington, and his name was, and excuse me if I get the pronunciation wrong, Ranchod, and I'll spell that R-A-N-C-H-H-O-D Patel, P-A-T-E-L. I'm happy to take any questions if you have any.
Had Mr. Patel been reported missing?
No, he hadn't, but we've comfortable with the inquiries that we've made with his family, next of kin, but as I've said, that will continue over the weekend just to tidy up the any loose ends.
Is there any indication of how long he was in the water for?
We think he was probably in the water for less than 24 hours. Although the results of the post-mortem are provisional, and the ultimate results will make a sort of a better determination of that. There's nothing to suggest that if he was in there for any longer than 24 hours.
Is it thought that where he entered the water was where he found, or?
Yes, it is. Yep. We're relying on our scene examination for that. And in addition, we also made inquiries with NIWA in relation to tidal movements at that time, and we're pretty confident that he went into the water there, and that's where he was found.
Press conference, no relation between these two cases.
No, it's pure coincidence. Normally, I wouldn't be here. Scott Miller's in charge of the Newtown inquiry. It just happens we can deal with both matters in the same session. If you don't have any further questions, ladies and gentlemen, we'll wish you a good afternoon and a pleasant weekend, and we'll get back to our work.
Thank you.
Thanks.